Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of October 14, 2022, written by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. We begin with this request. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. Fall activities are underway. The fair is here. That's the state fair, folks. And the holiday season is coming up soon. So don't forget to plan ahead and be sure that Sharon knows if you're going to be out for a night. See Miriam for tickets for our Christmas dinner and other fall activities. Now, regarding communication with Ginger and Sharon. Sharon asks that if anyone needs her for any reason, please call her cell phone at 919-740-1073. The old outlaw landline has been discontinued. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Please leave Sharon a voicemail if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Ginger's cell phone number is 919-389-5596. And her email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Your locker rent is $35. You can call the alley and pay over the phone if you want to do so. Here are the lane assignments for week 4. Lane 5, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 36, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 38, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 40, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 41, Team 2, Rough Riders. Lane 42, Team 6, Triple Threat. Substitutes, Lane 39, Team 1, out Judy Easton Farr, in Dennis Glenn. Out Kenny Farr, in Matt Bowers. And Lane 40, Team 5, out Jenna Meck, in Miriam Dixon. Here's something for sale. It's a used 10-pound bowling ball and a bag. Quite old, but in good condition. $10 or best offer. Contact Karen Broderick at 919-906-0804. A community invitation for Canada's Forum related to issues concerning persons with disabilities. According to recent national research, the population of persons with disabilities approximates 20% of the United States general population. Similar research also approximates that 10% of the general population of the city of Raleigh possesses at least one disability. Accordingly, candidates pursuing municipal office need to become aware of those issues that are of a paramount importance to this population. Therefore, this notice is a community invitation for persons with and without disabilities who support the full integration of persons with disabilities into community life. To that end, on October 22, between 12:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m., at the Community United Church of Christ at 814 Dixie Trail, Raleigh, North Carolina, advocacy organizers such as Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, Wake Federation of the Blind, and Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association will host candidates forum for those seeking office in the City of Raleigh municipal elections occurring on November 8, 2022. At this forum, participating candidates will address issues related to accessible and affordable housing, access to employment opportunities, and access to public and ADA paratransit transportation. Candidates will respond to questions related to these areas through a question and answer format by the host. Should you have any questions, please contact Mr. Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Always on the lookout. Lookout is an app for Android devices that uses Google's artificial intelligence toolkit to assist individuals, especially those who are blind or visually impaired. While the app is not new to the scene, there are two new features for Lookout app users to explore. The new features allow devices to read out food labels and scan long documents. These helpful capabilities will assist those who are blind or visually impaired to gain independence for their everyday lives. Use Lookout for labels. Food labels are usually difficult for computer vision systems to read. They are designed to be advertisements or attention grabbers, so they aren't necessarily highly readable or informative. The new food label mode on the Lookout app helps users recognize exactly what product is being viewed. This tool is easy to use and provides verbal directions if the user needs to adjust the camera view. If the user needs to turn the bag or bottle to give the camera a better look, the app will tell them to do so. Once it has a good read on the product, the Lookout app will read off the relevant information associated with it, the item, the brand, the flavor, etc. This technology provides a way for individuals who are blind or visually impaired to shop in a grocery store independently. It can also be used to identify items in a kitchen pantry. The Lookout app helps users identify and understand written pieces, whether it be an everyday item or an important document. Scanning documents with Lookout. Document scanning on Lookout app document scanning is an important tool for anyone, but especially someone who is blind or visually impaired. To utilize this feature on the Lookout app, you simply need to point your phone at the document, and the app scans the document for your screen reader to read out. And you don't need to worry about getting the whole document in view. The Lookout app helps with positioning your device so the document can be read in its entirety. The update includes these new features also brings other conveniences to the app, which runs on any Android phone running version 6.6 or higher with 2 gigs of RAM. The app is also available in Spanish, German, French, and Italian. You can download the Lookout app by clicking on the 2 links in your email copy of this newsletter. In case you missed it, the Raleigh Social Security Office has moved from Old Wake Forest Road out to 3315 Poole Road in Raleigh. Did you know that Real ID is coming? Well, the federal requirement to have a Real ID identification card / driver's license is coming, and soon, beginning May 3rd, 2023. That's less than a year from now. If you want to board an airplane or visit some federal facilities, you must have the new version, which has a star on it. Look at the DMV page by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter for a list of required acceptable documents needed and how to get your Real ID. The DMV office is accepting appointments to obtain the license or the ID form. Click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter to make an appointment. Well, it seems early, but we only have a couple of months until our annual Christmas dinner scheduled for December 10 at Emmanuel Baptist Church. We will have tickets available for the dinner beginning next week. The price this year will be $15 per person for our usual menu. We're expecting a lot of guests this year since we're inviting anyone who has ever been an outlaw to help us celebrate our 40th anniversary. So get your ticket early. There will be no admission at the door. Trivia questions are needed. We plan to play outlaw trivia at the Christmas dinner. That means we need questions. If you think of a good trivia question, about the history of the Outlaws and or some good memories from past years, please email all of them to Sharon at snbenton@gmail.com. Hey everyone, be on the lookout for an upcoming sweet fundraising project. Details soon. Our fundraisers help provide funds to subsidize van rentals for tournament trips, so everyone's help is needed, and you get to have a sweet time along with it. And speaking of sweet fundraisers, the Gutterthon and Bake Sale has been moved to Friday, November 4. We'll be looking for baked goods for the evening. Those who have never participated in the Gutterthon, this is how it works. Based on your average, for every gutter ball you throw and or open frame, for those with higher averages, you put a certain amount of change into a cup on your lane. We'll have the chart on the lanes that night. If you don't want to keep up with it, a suggested donation of $5 into the cup is requested. Again, this helps to pay our travel expenses when we go out of town for tournaments. Celebrate National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Join us. Learn about new accessible apps, tech games, and gadgets. Let's talk about technology that works for us all. The cost is free. Vendors, contact us for booth costs, and health screenings are available. The date is October 21. Time is from 1 to 5 p.m. Location is Chapel Hill Public Library, Room A, 100 Library Drive, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514. A Zoom option is available. There's limited space, and an RSVP is required. You can RSVP at the link in your email copy of the newsletter. Contact the organizers for further Zoom information using that Zoom link. Vendors expected. NON-24, that's NON-24, Libre, LIBRE, and Insightful Visionaries. For more information about them, click on the links in your email copy of this newsletter. There will be guest speakers. Philip Woodward, Systems Change Manager at North Carolina Council on Developmental Disabilities. Donnie Best, MA Special Education. Mac Kelleher, Technology Instructor. Abler 360, Technology Specialist. And Angus Kola, IT Tech. Please join us. Health screenings are free, and there'll be lots of door prizes and giveaways. You don't want to miss it. This from the Disability Awareness Council, 2501 Homestead Road, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27516. Phone number is 919-245-4337. And the email address, info@trianglediac.org. Reasonable accommodation can be made upon request. We now have a job opportunity. Abler Works, LCI, and the North Carolina Division of Services of the Blind have exciting news to share. We are launching a first-of-its-kind workforce development program to help train people who are blind to become digital accessibility testers. There are over 61 million people in the United States who identify with having a disability, and a significant number of those people face challenges accessing the web. According to a study conducted by WebAIM, 96.8% of home pages had accessibility failures. And according to the U.S. Department of Labor, people with disabilities are twice as likely to be unemployed versus non-disabled job seekers. This is why Abler Works is launching a workforce development program to train people who are blind to become digital accessibility testers and make websites and digital content more accessible, as well as to reduce the high unemployment rate. For more information, please review this following press release. Durham, North Carolina, LCI's Disability Inclusion and Accessibility Division, Abler Works, that's ABLR, Abler Works, launched a statewide initiative on September 1, 2022, that will contract with the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Services for the Blind, to create a customized workforce development program. This program will benefit individuals who are blind or low vision through training for a number of careers, starting with jobs in digital accessibility. Abler Works Customized Workforce Development Program is designed to assist North Carolinians with visual impairments in gaining the skills for upward mobility in their careers. With this program, DSB is building a partnership with a key employer in the state to find opportunities for training, upskilling, and recruitment of people who are blind and who are considered an underserved population. The way we look at education is changing, with more people pursuing boot camps, technical schools, and certificates. So we wanted to create an opportunity for people who are blind and visually impaired to gain the training that they need to pursue and demand jobs that don't necessarily require a four-year college degree and were previously out of reach, said John Samuel, CEO of Abler and Abler Works. Abler Works will engage with employers across the state to determine the skills they are looking for, then work to broaden access to these career tracks for people who are blind and visually impaired who want to join the workforce but previously were not equipped to do so. LCI is a manufacturing, distribution, and retail company that creates over 2,000 products and distributes thousands more. And it also happens to be one of the largest employers of people who are blind in the United States. LCI's Disability, Inclusion, and Accessibility branch, Abler Works, strives to support upward mobility for people with disabilities by creating pathways for employment. For more information, please visit the Abler website. For additional information, please reach out to Sarah Clark via email. The links for both are in your email copy of this newsletter. Job opportunities. LCI, one of the largest American employers of people who are blind and visually impaired. That's what they are. And they have a mission, and they say it is simple. We are in the business of providing meaningful employment opportunities for people who are blind. Our goal is to empower our staff and the customers we serve to achieve their highest potential. And that requires a strong foundation of values. We create over 2,000 products and distribute thousands more through manufacturing, retail, nationwide distribution, and e-commerce channels. Many of our products are sold directly to the federal government. We are pioneers of base supply centers, stores on military bases that employ the blind and visually impaired, and provide mission-critical supplies to our nation's military. We are hiring for blind and sighted openings in corporate, manufacturing, and distribution units. Our address is 4500 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. Virtual event in December. Registration is now open. This will be the 2022 Blind Health Expo registration, Friday, December 2, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We are excited to announce Accessible Pharmacies' first annual 2022 Blind Health Expo. The Blind Health Expo is a completely virtual event on Friday, December the 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Blind Health Expo will be the largest virtual expo of healthcare information, products, services, and medication for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Join thousands of other attendees and register now. Registration is free, and it's now open for both exhibitors and attendees, and we hope you will join us. To learn more about the expo, click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Attendee registration, it's free. Attendees will be able to spend a day visiting virtual exhibit booths of companies and organizations in the blind community. Learn about new and existing products and services for the blind community. Gain access to exhibitor information after the expo. To register for free, click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. There's also something about exhibitor registration. because they need to register as well. Exhibitors will be able to virtually showcase their products and services, host a Zoom room for attendees to join, schedule presentations, customize their space with video, audio, and text. To do this, exhibitors need to click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. And if you have any questions, please contact info@accessiblepharmacy.com. Sincerely, your friends at Accessible Pharmacy. Well, we're at a tasty point in our recording of the newsletter today. Recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuckwagger Gang. Fried chicken in an oven, that's what it says. Don't think I've ever done that. But if you're going to do it, you'll need 3 to 4 pounds bone-in, skin-on chicken pieces, such as breast, legs, or leg quarters. You'll need some oil for frying. 2 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 to 2 packages of ranch dressing mix. And 1 to 2 cups of buttermilk. It's 1-2 packages. I said that as 1 or 2. Maybe it's, no. Yep, I think I'm going to go with that. Stay with that one. So here are your instructions. You, I'm going to go to the end and give you the notes because those last 3 items had an asterisk behind each one. The all-purpose flour, the ranch dressing mix, and the buttermilk. Down at the bottom, it says notes. For plain seasoning, simply use 1 tablespoon of salt and 1/2 tablespoon of pepper. It also says any kind of milk will do. You may need to add more or less depending on how many pieces of chicken you use. Add a couple of tablespoons of hot sauce to the milk if you want it spicy. Okay, now we know what that means. So back to the instructions. Pour the oil to a depth of 1/4 to 1/2 inch into a deep cast iron skillet or a Dutch oven. Place in the oven and preheat to 450 degrees. It is very important that your skillet be in your oven while it preheats. In a shallow dish, stir together flour and seasonings, either ranch dressing mix, salt and pepper, or seasonings of your choice. In another shallow baking dish, pour about 1/4 inch of milk. Dip each piece of chicken in the milk to coat all the sides, and then into the flour mixture, then into the milk again, and then into the flour mixture again. So 2 times for each item. Place on a platter when done. 5 minutes after the oven is preheated, remove your skillet and carefully, using tongs, place each piece of chicken in the skillet, positioning so that they do not touch. Return to the oven for 40 minutes. Remove from the oven for 15 minutes more. Hang on. Back it up. I'm going to tell you, after you coat those pieces of chicken and put them on the platter, and 5 minutes after the oven has preheated, then remove your skillet and carefully, using tongs, place each piece of chicken in the skillet, positioning so that they don't touch. Then return the skillet to the oven for 40 minutes. Remove the skillet from the oven. Use tongs to flip each piece of chicken over and return the skillet back to the oven for 15 minutes more. Then remove the chicken and place on a paper towel lined platter. And it says here, enjoy it hot or cold. You can bet I will. That sounds like a pretty easy way to handle fried chicken. Like it. Crockpot pulled pork. Almost said chicken. Crockpot pulled pork. I like this one as well. Your ingredients. 1 pork roast, please. Approximately 5 pounds. 1 tablespoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 1/2 cups of cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of hot sauce, 1 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. Here we go. Put the pork roast in the slow cooker and add salt and pepper. Pour in the cider vinegar. Cover with a lid and cook on low for 12 hours, like overnight. That's pretty easy. Remove the pork roast from the crock pot and shred it with forks. This will be very easy. Drain the juices from the slow cooker, reserving 2 cups of liquid. Return the pulled pork to the slow cooker. To the reserved fluid, add brown sugar, hot sauce, and crushed pepper flakes. If you want it smoky, add a teaspoon of liquid smoke. Stir it well. Pour that over the shredded pork and put the lid back on the crock pot. Double the peppers and hot sauce if you want it spicy. Place the crock pot on low or warm setting until you're ready to serve it. It can be made ahead of time, refrigerated, and then reheated in the microwave. What a great way to get some wonderful pulled pork. Okay, I'm going to print these off and head for the kitchen. But first, I'm going to give you the season schedule. We're still in October, so bowling October 14, 21, and 28. November, bowling November 4 and 18. Also, November 4, the Gutterthon and Bake Sale. And November 17 to 20, the ABBA Mid-Year Meeting. And on the 11th, we've already gone by that, Veterans Day. That was a potential makeup day. I guess we can take that off the calendar. I guess we can take, no. We haven't gotten to November yet. I was thinking about October. Columbus Day. Backing that up, November 11th is Veterans Day. And it is a potential makeup day. November 25 will be Thanksgiving. And I think that's what got me all confused up there reading those recipes, because you know what we all like to do on Thanksgiving. And does it ever taste good? My mouth is watering already. You bowl on December 2nd and December 9th. Christmas dinner and 40th anniversary celebration, December 10th. Break for Christmas, New Year's holidays, December 16 to 29. Bowling in January, 6, 20, and 27. January 13 to 16, MLK weekend. January 14, 9-pin tournament in Greensboro. Bowl, February 3, 10, and 24. February 11, Super Bowl-themed chili cook-off. February 18, sweetheart tournament in Durham. February 17th, potential makeup day. Bowl, March 3, 10, 24, and 31, with March 18 being the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April will be makeup dates and end-of-season dinner, date to be scheduled later. Then on May 6th, this is the projected date for the Outlaw Invitational. And finally, May 25 to the 29th, the ABBA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. And that sounds like all we have for today. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long, until next time.